My name is Charles C., and I'm a recovering addict from Detroit, Michigan. And we about to do some dig this recovery. Y'all have to excuse me. Yeah, y'all have to excuse me, because this is hardcore, because there's some stuff that's happening that, unless, you know, I found out this. If you don't change, your character defects will finish off the job that the drug started. Talking about silent killer. For some of y'all, this is a workshop, but there's some people in here that this is an emergency. If you don't get you some recovery before you leave here, if you don't stand in your own truth before you leave this convention, the disease of addiction don't give a fuck if you have a good time. As long as you don't learn nothing to defend yourself from something that'll kill your ass. I want to start off with the most important thing before I go crazy. And you know, this whole series, you might as well call today the go, like Tyrone mentioned to me earlier, the go crazy series. All day long today, we about to go crazy. I want to thank the committee for asking me to be here, and some of the rest of the people in my homeboys that supported me. Greg, this is dedicated to you. Appreciate James and Courtney and Wallace, who helped raise me, and some of the people that are here. I never get an opportunity to do so, and I want to do so now. But first, I want to ask one question. Is anybody in here grateful to be clean? Yeah! Because before we do anything else, we got to remember one thing. The beast is a celebration. This is a celebration. This convention and conventions like this is showing that we do recover. At some point, the disease of addiction will always try to convince you, build up a logical conclusion. This is what we're doing wrong. This is showing what we're doing right. This is showing how effective we've been in Narcotics Anonymous. This is showing that we've been doing more in Narcotics Anonymous than just talking. We ain't just talking no more in Narcotics Anonymous. This is to acknowledge what Almighty God has done for us. You know, sometimes you got to break God's anonymity. You got to catch God sneaking by. And break God's anonymity and point directly. And say that God did this. We do recover. But there's some things I'm going to hate to tell you. You know, I ain't used no dope since October 7th, 1987. Yeah, I believe in us clapping. Because a victory for one of us is a victory for all of us. We didn't come all this way to hold you up. This hardcore now. I've been clean, and I ain't got no charm school story to tell you. I know who's listening to me, and I know who I'm talking to. So we ain't going to put a cut on this. This program can't take no cut. The subject is resentments, the silent killer. Let me tell you this, that might mess you up. I got to tell you what I'm speaking from a 28 and a half year perspective. See, I ain't meaning on no back laws. I'm talking about today. See, we talking about who we have become. One of the things that we flinch on, we can always go back to some dope fiend that used on a certain street, and some gangster. You know, most of y'all, I didn't see y'all with no holes waiting outside. You know, the disease ain't kind enough to allow enough gangsters to live long enough. In fact, most of us know, been experienced and know what the disease of addiction done to us. Disease of addiction got a program of its own. It's just like, what is the Narcotics Anonymous program? Well, let me tell you what the disease of addiction program is. It done shown you that it didn't give a fuck about you. It don't give a fuck about your kids. It didn't give a fuck about your mama. Fuck you and all your goddamn friends. It didn't give a fuck about what color you was. It didn't give a fuck about what school you went to. It didn't give a fuck about whether you was educated or non-educated. It don't care nothing about your childhood. It don't care nothing about how old you are. Disease of addiction showed you what it thought about your ass and your kids. And I really hate to tell you this now. The disease addiction ain't changed. I've been clean 28 and a half years. Before I walked in this workshop, the disease of addiction whispered to me and told me, I don't give a fuck about your clean time. I can't tell my motherfucking time. I don't care about your friends, being here from Detroit. Fuck your sponsor, you support me. I don't care if you read your book. I don't give a fuck how you share. I don't care what you intend to do in this program. I don't care what your home group, what you and all your home group members do. If you really want to know the real truth, disease don't care nothing about that. Disease of addiction told me, it's nice you got 28 and a half years clean, but I can't tell time. If you don't change, motherfucker. Yeah. I'm impressed with that time, but let me tell you something from a 28-year perspective that has happened with me in my recovery and in my life. After you done settled the issue with drugs, right? And you always tell me, you know what, it always used to fuck me up. Is when y'all talking about it's going to turn you back to yourself. A lot of y'all think you going back to being that nice little girl that was going to be a debutante. Or that guy who used to sing in the choir. You know what I mean? After you get some recovery, you going back and be him. Or the little boy used to play with the train. Fuck all that shit. When you get clean time, you're going to fly through the air. And everybody's gonna say you're gonna accept everything. Somebody slap you, you ain't gonna say nothing. Women gonna offer you sex, you're gonna say no thank you to all of them. Right? Y'all got this fucked up. Me and Tyrone were talking about that today. Now we got clean time and got the opportunity to share. But ain't none of that shit true with me. After I got settled the issue with addiction, here's what is going to be the scariest part for you. You return back to your natural state. We're always talking about after you get some recovery, okay, when you return back to your natural state, the guy that you was that picked up dope in the beginning, you're going to have some techniques and some strategies. You're going to have some stuff to tell yourself. You understand? Because let me tell you something I found new about what the steps are doing. It's a brand new thing we're bringing out now. The steps are something that give you a strategy to unfuck yourself clean. We're on the unfuck yourself thing now. It's time, I know you're clean, but you done fucked yourself. You done ran your motherfucking mouth in some situation. You done did some shit clean. Right? Everybody in here didn't pay their bill, their telephone bill before they left. Some of us is facing shutoffs and foreclosures and resentments, whatever. Some of y'all don't even want to go back home. Because you done how bad they mad. You done found out the person that you was in love with, that the juice wasn't worth the squeeze. You done fucked up in your choices. You mad at your daughter ain't spoke to your ass. You got clean, champ. And you got resentments. And we got to get some strategies to survive ourselves. Because these of addiction don't care about none of all of this. Nice, not, that's nice convention y'all having. And here go the coldest thing. I hate to tell you. The disease of addiction don't need no dope to kill you. Disease of addiction can take a chocolate chip cookie and kill your ass. It'll take a pack of Newport 100s and kill you with it. You can hold on to resentment. And a lot of times we misname our defects of character. You can say I'm an angry person, but forgot that you're sensitive. The reason you get so angry is because you're sensitive. It's difficult to own up to things that we already know about ourselves. But you're going to find out in this program along the way, sometimes you're going to have to hurt before you heal. You can't walk in this door and get a hug and get some glasses. You know, when I, just like my man said in the beginning, some of y'all I seen in here had three teeth when you came in here. You done got some glasses and a new car, and it's hard to listen, you know, right now. Oh, you done come up, you done shared a couple of spots, you remember some cliches and shit, and people think you's a hell of a motherfucker, right? Oh, you want the real motherfucking truth from somebody with time? My sponsor told me that I have to keep introducing myself to myself because I keep changing. After all them steps and all that time, there's, you know, along this process, you're going to be offered an indecent proposal. You don't work no more, you don't sell coochie no more. Nice story about what you used to do. Get unemployed long enough. You might not accept $10 no more, but $100 sounds pretty nice. Oh, you talking about what your ass ain't gonna do no more? You gonna be tested on all that good sharing you done did. Share your ass off. Go share your ass off. Tell what your intentions are. The disease don't give a fuck about your intentions or your good sharing or none of that. Fuck you. That's why you got to fight and be responsible for your recovery. Are we the same members be challenged with things that it says it in our literature that they thought they would never be? You thought you would never do what you did. And yet, things change and times change, and you get presented with some indecent proposals and some things that you thought you would never do clean. You're going to be compromised and you're going to be tested, and we're going to see where you at. You know, in other words, to find out where you at, sometimes you got to find out where you not. So you can stop acting like what you not and start acting like what you are. And I was so glad what Kim talked about, right? Because this is what I found out. I was at a funeral last week. And I was thinking about how good y'all look now. Some of y'all got glasses and teeth now. You wash up good and comb your hair. You understand? But along this process, this weekend, I don't care if it's at a marathon meeting or you pull some, you got to show your scars. We need to see your scars. We need to hear your truths. Your scars are the thing that God will use to reshape you. See, we're more concerned about the wound than the scar. The scar shows that you done healed. The scar shows what you done survived from. God will tell us about your scars this weekend. Tell us about the process that was necessary to get you to the 28 and a half years. Talk about Charlie. See, last 2-3 weeks ago, I sponsor people and they decent people and I'm a pretty decent guy, but there's some things that will compromise where you at. I'm talking about on me. Eh? There's some things that ain't changed. There's a lot that has changed in my life. But there's some things that have not changed. That sometimes be in the dark and then, as God would have it, to be forced into the light. We get too comfortable in our secrets in this program. Some of y'all got secrets and you done got comfortable with them. Some of us done started living justifiable shit that you go with somebody's husband or wife right now. And I could share my ass off about that, you wouldn't feel nothing. I remember feeling. Because you done got justified in your theory. Look, the sweet little old lady in the second step that start a new revolution in Narcotics Anonymous. Remember the sweet little old lady in step two? Going from doctor to doctor for legal prescriptions? You thought you passed her with a minimum of concern, huh? She's sponsoring a lot of people in the program now. She got her own step study. Sweet little lady getting money. Sponsoring people, standing up for fake clean time, all that. You ever been with them people at the meeting, you don't know where they work, but they always look good. And you know, it always fucked me up when people be talking about, I lost my job, but all my bills are paid, and my car note and insurance. I be sitting there like, seriously? I don't have no income for the next 6 months, but I'm okay. God is with me. Okay, I believe that. Because I believe that the recovering addict is God's best evidence that he's real. We have survived amazing things, especially when you've been impregnated with the disease of addiction. You suffer disabilities as a result of what you went through. All that shit ain't over with. And you'll have reoccurrences from time to time. And you're going to have to find some things to tear yourself. In that part in the literature where it says, tear yourself. Because in a moment's notice, and some of y'all done seen it, that resentment will make you go and it'll turn into anger and you'll go reach for your clown suit. Some of y'all got a clown suit and you know you got it sitting in your closet. Just waiting for you to grab it so you can show a motherfucker who they fucking with. You know how we are. We nice to cover nice as long as you don't do this. But all shit, motherfucker, now I'm going to show you who I really am. Wolf man come out. She woman come out. We done become that. It's a funny ass commercial come on TV called The Settlers. Any of y'all seen that? And they be offering them new shit, but they say, oh no, we all right. Well, where we at? The settlers. We got settlers in here. The settlers. You gonna settle for, you know, in other words, as long as I ain't using, but sooner or later, your man's gonna fall off in this program and you can't pretend for long in this program and you're gonna have to have some strategies to protect you. You're gonna have to be, a lot of times we take to unfuck yourself, you gotta get the, yeah, you're gonna fuck yourself. You're gonna make a choice in a relationship or in a situation in your life and you're gonna fuck your own self because of the way your ass is. We like to play crazy clean. Some of our programs is put together with crazy glue. Right? Resentment's the silent killer. For the last, and I hate to get dishonest, but I did it in Detroit and I do it now. I know who's listening to me, and I know that y'all are comfortable in some of y'all's secrets. You know, I was going with a very young lady, right? I like pretty fine young ladies, right? I've been conducting myself as a single man in this program with excellence for a long time. Yeah. Yeah, I say no thank you quite a bit. And I ain't going to just do anything. You know, it's a part in the program. When you go through the steps, you ain't accepting those shorts in Samaria. Once you talking about that sixth step? Once you develop character, the reason, a lot of times we think the sixth step is about character defects, but I believe it's about developing something that wasn't necessary in active addiction. In active addiction, I ain't need no teeth. I ain't need no woman. I ain't need no place to stay. I ain't need no job. I ain't need shit. I ain't even need to know how to talk. All I had to say is give me two, right? But we're talking about developing character, a person with character. See, when you get set up to carry this message, a person with character ain't going to just do anything. I ain't going to sleep with your woman. I'm really not. I ain't going to even talk to her. I don't even get to know her name because I know how I am. You got to know. You're talking about something that's going to really help you with resentment and with a lot of shit that's going to happen. You better know who you fucking with when you're talking about you. There's a whole lot of stuff that I won't do clean, but I need to know the shit that I will do. What the steps do is show you stuff about yourself so you can protect. I believe the whole program is about me keeping from hurting myself and other people. And I need to know that I'm a thief so I can keep my hands away from it. I need to know I'm a hoe. You're going to find out, you think you're going to just find out wonderful things about yourself in the fourth step. You may find out that you're a freak. You may find out that you're a thief. You may find out that you're an asshole. You may find out that you need to shut up. You know what I'm talking about? A good recovery strategy? Shut the fuck up. You know how many times? You know how many times I done had to tell myself, shut the fuck up, please? Recovery can't kick in on situations unless you got some. And it's time for us to start owning up to some. Owning up to any progress. Any improvement that we done made. No, it ain't perfect. But we doing pretty good. Right? I'm in a relationship with a... At the time, let me go get real honest. With a 19-year-old young girl. Now, at the time, I'm 59. Somebody introduced me to the young lady in the program. We stayed in this little relationship. It looked like it was something else, but, you know, my mind sometimes tricks me into believing. You know, we'll rename some shit. I'm just being nice to you, but really, I'm a trick. I got in another relationship clean. She 25 now. I got out of the relationship. In the meantime that we had stopped seeing each other, she gets married. She gets married, and I see her again, and fuck the marriage. Disease of addiction, fuck the marriage. This girl got some techniques, some shit she know how to do. And clean. I'm fucking a married woman, right? Eric helped me with that last night. Right? Until one day, she stopped calling. Talking about resentments. The silent killer. Now, in our way, you don't even sometimes know you even got a resentment. Resentment sometimes don't come up until you get faced with a situation and you see how your ass acts. I ain't got no call. I'm a player. I'm a visible person in the NA. Shit, I got many choices. Fuck that. I ain't calling neither. I ain't texting. I ain't calling. Fuck you, right? But sometimes you be affected by some shit deeper than you even know. And you'll catch yourself standing out somebody's window, peeking through the window. You'll catch yourself texting 10,000 times, wondering why somebody ain't responding. Now, I'm Charlie C. This been 3 weeks, no, about a month ago now, right? Instead of me calling back with my pride and my regard in the fellowship, I go up to her job. I'm not talking about somebody who a manager at AT&T. This a cashier. I'm going to get on it. Look, I got with all the program. That's why I say the disease with the time. Don't give a fuck about how much free time you get, how many steps your ass done take. Get emotionally caught up in some shit. I go in this big franchise store, walk through the door, she at the cash register, and I stay. I make an NA announcement as soon as I walk in. What the fuck going on? Everybody at the registers looked around to see who this was. She dropped her head. I don't snap out of it till I heard myself and forgot that I'm a recovering damn fool. Oh, I ain't the only one. Is any other damn fools in here? Yeah, I done fucked myself. And how I unfucked myself is through my assets and my fourth step about things that I found out about myself that are true that you need to embrace. There's some good things about you. There's some things that I don't no longer do no more. I've owned up to having a program, but I still went in there and made that announcement. And when everybody looked around at me, I woke up and said, I'm embarrassing myself. And I walked away. I haven't been back. Right? But I recognize some stuff about me. A side of me that I have run from clean. You know, a lot of times things ain't changed about you, but you can sidestep them. You can stay out the way of some shit that you know you would do. It's people you can't fuck with in here because you know they'll make your ass mad. Oh, I'll still shoot your ass. But that's why, I'm recovering at it. Having feelings and justified feelings, you can know that certain things will make you mad. So I try to stay away from stuff and people and places and things that will bring up the anger that I got in me. You know, I got old wounds about being a little guy and a short guy, people taking advantage of me and acting addiction. A lot of that shit I'm still mad about. Past resemblance about your mama. Stuff that you ain't cleared up in your fourth step. Stuff that you told yourself and made promises to yourself that you weren't going to never let happen no more. So the techniques and the steps. Forgiveness. Help me get through. Because see, like you told me yesterday, having a resentment is like peeing on yourself. A lot of people walking down the hall now, as piss is running down your damn leg. When you've been clean a while, resentments don't stay long. I had to hug James the other day. One of my resentments is sitting right in the front row. I was at his home group. He said something I didn't like, and I put on the "I will not fuck with you in life no more" sign. Yeah, I'm going to talk about resentments, James, and not talk about what we just went through. It's got to be over with. To survive the fellowship. See, not just staying clean all this time. Staying clean ain't the only thing that you're going to have to survive in. You're going to have to survive the fellowship and the different personalities in here to stay in this place. You'll be trying to be run away from here in service. Somehow service is a posture of the heart. Sometimes people will take different positions and make attacks on you clean in this program. Eric knows about that. But he exercised some restraint and not bringing up that shit. Sometimes you got to just not say nothing. Because if you think letting go is hard, try holding on. So I'm just glad to be in Ocean City, right? To be able to carry this message to the addicts who still suffers. My name is Charlie Sam Adams.